Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shallum, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Merayoth, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest, this Ezra went up from Babylon. And he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, unto Jerusalem, in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace and at such a time. I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and of his priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. Forasmuch as thou art sent of the king and of his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of thy God, which is in thine hand, and to carry the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem. And all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people, and of the priests, offering willingly for the house of their God which is in Jerusalem, that thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks, rams, lambs, with their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your God which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold that do after the will of your God. The vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of the king's treasure house. And I, even I, Artaxerxes the king, do make a decree to all the treasurers which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, it shall be done speedily unto 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil and salt, without prescribing how much. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven, for why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Also we certify you that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, Nethinims, or ministers of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. You know, reading a passage like that makes you wish for time travel. Here's a king. The Lord presses upon the heart of the king to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem, to cause it to be built up rightly, that if you need anything, let me know, because I don't want there to be wrath from the God of heaven upon my kingdom. It is indeed in the king's best interest to be a Christian and to press Christianity upon his realm. It is indeed in the king's best interest to countenance, to encourage that which is good and godly, and to discountenance and discourage by means at his disposal against all evil. And part of evil is idolatry. It is idolatry to worship another god. I know in our country today we think it's virtuous to allow people to worship according to their own conscience. And yet we would not allow them, let me say it this way, we would not allow them to run out into the street. We would protect them from doing so if we could. We put guardrails up on bridges. Why? To preserve life. Are we not as concerned for people's spiritual lives? Well, we are, except we're simply not as convicted, right? We can't figure out in this country who the right God is. We've fallen far away from the era in which our country was founded, when people, for the most part, not universally, but for the most part, acknowledged in the West that the Lord, He is God. Then we moved away from that. And now we're contemplating giving money to build a monument to idolatry in New York at Ground Zero as a country. To having land donated by the government to build such a monstrosity, such an idolatrous, such an idol house. Notice, this king here is an example for all kings. And in that sense, I will acknowledge him, that title, King of Kings. He takes it to himself, I understand that. But as an example to the rest of the kings of the earth, I'm fine with him being called King of Kings to the rest of the kings of the earth, because he recognizes that he too has a king. And he does not want the wrath of that king to fall upon his realms. So he says to Ezra, go and build up the house of your God in Jerusalem, for why should there be wrath upon the king and upon the king's sons from the God of heaven? That is indeed the attitude of all godly magistrates. And if I could press you with just one more point. See if I can find it here. Verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Notice that as a part of the decree of Artaxerxes here, and by the way, this is nothing but a legal document. This is that legal decree of the king that is reproduced here in Ezra chapter 7. There are a lot of those in the book of Ezra. There are numerous representations or recountings, if you will, of decrees of kings and magistrates. As a part of that decree, he enjoins upon Ezra to teach the law of the Lord to those who live on the other side of the river. Artaxerxes understands here the nature of godliness, that it results from godly teaching. Ezra also understands it, that he prepares his heart to seek the Lord his God. How's your heart? Are you preparing your heart to seek the Lord your God and that daily? Are you setting yourself up to succeed in godliness or setting yourself up to fail? If you're not preparing your heart to seek the Lord your God, you're setting yourself up to fail. How do you prepare? Well, you find yourself in those means of preparation that God has given. Prayer, Bible reading, Bible study. When was the last time you sat down to read your Bible and you said, that's an interesting passage, I wonder what that means. And you ended up doing a search of several commentaries that you have, or you have, because it was important to you, you sat down and you took that extra time to prepare your heart to seek the Lord your God. Or is your Bible reading become, okay, X to X, read through it, pray, done. In and out. Now on about the important stuff of my day. It takes a heart to prepare to seek the Lord your God. That's what the Lord is enjoining upon us here by the example of Ezra. Well, there are a lot more things to be said here. Let's close up. Oh, you know what? Let's speak for just a moment about the history of it here. We have skipped over King Ahasuerus entirely. Just skipped right over him. Not mentioned here in the narrative, although he is between Darius and Artaxerxes. We've skipped over him. We are now down to about, 450 or 458 approximately. Most scholars believe that Artaxerxes took the reins of power in, 465 B.C., 465. And so 7 years, this is in the seventh year of the reign of Artaxerxes. So we're all the way down into the 450s now, around 458, 457, 459, somewhere in there. Remember that Ezra was not yet born, or if he was born, was just a wee little one in the events that we've already recounted in the book of Ezra. That here we are now, some 70 years later, that it says after these things, that's what we mean, after the events that we've already read about Darius and his decree, about the overturning of the kingdom, and so on, all of those things, they've already passed. And now this is the second wave of people that are returning to Jerusalem. And as we'll see in the next chapter, there are quite a few that return with Ezra. A lot of folks, and they're registered. They know what their duties are when they come into the land. So it wasn't a willy-nilly thing. It was very well organized. Ezra is not only a ready scribe in the law of Moses, he is a priest, so we introduce him here as part of the Aaronic line, but he is also a ready scribe in the law of Moses, so he is well acquainted with the Word of God. He has prepared his heart to seek the Lord his God. He is a man prepared by God for this peculiar point in history to rise up and not only to more fully and more rightly establish the temple worship in Jerusalem, but also to record these things for us, to write down in this book and to compile, we believe, 1st and 2nd Chronicles in those days. And so Ezra is indeed a very key man in the history of redemption. As we move forward in the chapter, we will see that. And as we move forward also in the book of Nehemiah, we'll see the great role of importance that Ezra held. All right, thus ends the reading. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of